Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. One guest today, Michael Whatley, head of RNC, a little bit later. The breaking story, and it plays into what we're saying, the overarching thing that should be debated about President Trump. Democrats will continue to say this is Hitler, democracy ends. Not, we differ with him on policies, he's a bad guy, anything, you can do stuff like that. That's fine. I'm talking about the fact it seems to be debunked at this point, but there was quite a stir. He's speaking on Long Island tonight. I know the spot, the Talkers Convention, Hot Air Central, is right down the road from there many times in Uniondale, New York. And there was news breaking about a car with explosives in it. That appears not to be the case, but there was a suspicious occurrence, is the way the media is saying it now, meaning that here we go again, that the Trump campaign is on heightened alert, second to none, every single day, every single event, even on a golf course. That's a fact of life. That's where we are. So let's start off. Here is yesterday. Martha McCollum show had this last night. And if you are negative toward Trump, do you think this is the right approach? The gushing, the no follow-up of the black journalist yesterday. Okay, we know home court advantage. But right out of the box, going after Trump, and with Harris throwing a softball. And again, these are not opinion people like yours truly. These are alleged journalists. Don't you think that would be a different? Apparently, more devices are exploding across Lebanon. I guess Hezbollah didn't get the memo. You better get rid of that pager. It indicates to me that Israel has a sense they're going to be at war with Hezbollah at some point in the near future. And they're sending a message about what's going to happen to you if you're part of these terrorist rings. Our media doesn't like this. You can tell they think there's something wrong with Israel taking out the terrorist rings across Lebanon. All right. So here is from the Martha McCollum show. First, I believe you're going to hear the black journalist interviewing President Trump right out of the box. And then what was it like out of the box with VP Harris? Cut 18.
You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
A question that has been asked of you and everybody that's on the Democratic side is whether or not voters are better off now than they were 4 years ago. Are they better off now than they were 4 years ago?
All right. So big difference here. And look, we realize the media in general, we realize the difficulties, but the first, right out of the box, there was no introduction. There was nothing whatsoever that happened. It's a group that's biased, and particularly in this case, but they're allegedly journalists. All right, now here is the area I just told Dawn. There's one area where maybe strangely, but maybe it tells you, and we have Riley Gaines on the show tomorrow at 12:15. He's got a new docuseries, among other things. The question is, Harris has effectively, according to the media, flip-flop on fracking, the border, accents, a million different things. But not when it comes to transgender issues. It still seems to be the same position as far as we can tell. So here's a new Trump ad making that point, and this area was included in it. The number of surgeries done in Pennsylvania on teenagers, sometimes preteens, that we paid for through Medicaid is astounding. Pennsylvania was one of the worst involved in this, with Wolf, Trump, and other hospitals that were involved. Here is the ad.
Just in, Medicaid data shows 97 underage girls had their breasts completely removed. 14 underage girls underwent hysterectomies, sex change operations attempting to make young boys into girls. Penis amputations. Sound weird? Disgusting? It is. And you're paying for it. Kamala Harris supports these taxpayer-funded sex change operations. A vote for Harris. A vote for medical experiments on kids.
That's exactly right. So, again, I'm still in the camp that I want another debate. You know that. People that I speak with that I think are plugged in, etc., they think it's a good idea, too. They don't think you'll see a repeat of what ABC did, or if there is an attempt at that, President Trump has the ability, we've talked about that, to turn it on them. And this is an area where VP Harris has not been questioned thoroughly enough. When her spokespeople are, they just deflect. They don't say she's changed her mind. They don't say anything, which indicates she hasn't changed her mind. And this is an issue that riles people up, particularly you heard the ad, and that's true. Some of these surgeries, a great number of them, were paid for with your money and my money. And Pennsylvania is one of the centerpieces of this. I mean, it kills me. You know, for years, I have touted Children's Hospital. Luke was in Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, thought it was the greatest in the world. But sadly, they've allowed themselves to be taken over by elements there that want to do and have done apparently all this stuff. I can't support that. Right there, that tells you about the institution. They're out of bounds. So strangely, maybe not so strangely, this is the one area where Kamala Harris has not flip-flopped on this. Why this area? Well, I sent Riley Gaines tomorrow, and I think it's because the mob comes after you. You think the Gaza mob is bad. The mob around this issue, Riley Gaines, gets chased off college campuses. They have to hold her in rooms as they clear the mob off. They're crazed. And they will come after you constantly. They'll make life hell during your campaign. Strangely, think about it. Think of all these other issues. This should be one of the easier ones to say, yeah, I've seen what goes on here now, and I've changed my mind. This is not right. So 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. Now, everybody in the world on CNN, the mayor of Springfield, Ohio, are saying, oh, no, President Trump should not go there. We're already under the gun, and we have a presidential visit or a presidential candidate visit. We couldn't handle that. That's exactly where Trump and Vance ought to go. Do a town hall. Do it together. Do it there in Springfield, Ohio. And make the point that we made yesterday. We had on the, Charleroi councilman and mayor. The small town in Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania, under the gun. Just unbeknownst to them. Suddenly, the town population, about 50% Haitian. They don't know who did it, how that happened, other than the Biden administration. They have a kindergarten class of 60 kids, 45 are Haitian children who don't speak English. You can imagine what that's like. Isn't that the issue? Yes, Trump and J.D. Vance ought to go there. Now, I know they'll get into the media, the whole thing about the animals, which I don't think Trump should have said during the debate. But I still think, go there, go to Charleroi, go to one of these towns that is under siege because the elites. Now, little update. Nice work by Henry. I'll let you tell the second one. Jim Lee, what I like about this guy is anybody that's willing to come on and debate these things, I like. He is either the former head or he's the current head of the Springfield Township Managers, Winmore. Remember that? When they went after the police and I went out there, some of the funny conversations we had with supporters of going after the cops over a First Amendment right to talk about the thin blue line. Remember that? He's coming on the show tomorrow. He is a signatory to this letter of 500 elected officials that say, yes, we need more of this refugee settlement. So we're going to ask, if you're a resident of Springfield Township, are you on board with that? We're going to ask how many. And Henry had a conversation. I'm glad the guy at least answered you with a guy who's a pharmacist, but he's a supervisor of the town council in West Norriton, Henry. Correct. Who is that? And he's a signatory.
Jim Miller.
What did he say?
Jim Miller. And he simply, first off, let me say I appreciate a response because most of the time I just go left in the dark here.
Right.
So I appreciate the response, even if it was just no thanks. Dom Giordano's reputation precedes him.
Oh, man. Does that mean, wait a minute. Dr. Bentz is in East Norriton. It means West Norriton's going to give me the key to the city also? Is that what you took away from that? Come on, Jimbo. No, you took something different away.
Yeah, safe to say he did.
So we believe, though, he's acknowledging he's a signatory to this as far as we know.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, he's not saying, oh, this guy made it up. I know nothing about it. I mean, then we'll clarify that. I'm looking from documents, though, that say it's Miller, it's Jim Lee, it's this Carol woman we talked about, Carol Kenny, no relation to Jim Kenny that we know of, who is on the supervisors of Upper Marion. And I think there was one more, have signed off on this letter in the middle of this saying, yes, we need more resettlement of people here in their towns. That's what they're committing to. So I'm really happy that Jim Lee is going to come on the show tomorrow and explain to us why he thinks people in Springfield Township would be on board with that. If you're in a town out there, do you think your town would be on board with that? And if you say, well, we're going to set limits, well, how come the people in Springfield, Ohio couldn't set limits? Or Charleroi? Or Aurora, Colorado, where they have Venezuelan gangs? I mean, how in the world do you think you can just inundate people in this manner? Isn't that the issue? So, yeah, I think Trump ought to go to Springfield. All right, side question. I think it's a really good one because we've never done it before, and I think we've done just about everything at this point, 4 or 5 years of the side question. We're talking a lot, at least on my show, and I think across the media, about small towns because of this issue of immigration / refugees. Hit us with that all-time small town, and it's all in the call. It's all in the way that you present it, either real or fictional. When I was very friendly with Mayor Pete Byron when he was mayor of Wildwood, he would say, you know, there's a lot of small towns in America. I don't know if Wildwood's population in winter is more than a couple thousand people. But when you're the mayor of Wildwood, you know, that's more prestigious than being the mayor of Springfield, Ohio, even though that's 50-some thousand, right?
Yeah, at least you got to go to the beach.
There you go. There's that. So I'm going to take Wildwood off the board. I'm going to take Mayberry. I think that's fictitious. I forget what the real town is with Andy Griffith. And I'm going to take Woodstock off the board, one of the all-time favorites. How about yours, Henry?
Yeah, so I'll take two off the board here, one real, one fictional. The real one, I'll stick right here in Pennsylvania, Centralia. The population of only 5 people at this point. It's been abandoned for the most part since a coal mine fire started back in 1962.
It was 62. I knew it was a long time. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and somehow there's still five people.
Oh, my God.
Hope that's one family. And then the other one I'm going to take, fictitious, is Pallet Town from Pokemon. If you played the Pokemon games, one of the early ones.
Oh, you a Pokemon guy?
Oh, 100%.
Man.
So red, blue, yellow. If you played the next gen, leaf green, fire red.
Oh, you know, goodness.
That Pallet Town is just 2 houses and Professor Oak's Pokemon Lab. Doesn't get smaller than that.
Oh, my goodness.
Love Pokemon.
They infiltrated. Luke is a Pokemon guy, too. So, all right. It's 855-839-1210 at the end of your call. Should Trump go to Springfield, Ohio? Of course. This rally, going to Long Island, I think it's like when you went to, the Bronx. It's going into enemy territory saying we're not afraid. It brings out diverse people. Not going to win New York. I know what he's saying. But it brings out, and African-Americans and Latinos see this, And it seems to help trigger good results for Trump. I know it's weird, Long Island tonight. All right, 855-839-1210. Jump in at the end of your call. Hit us with that all-time small town. You know, is the small town better than the big city? I'd say no. But there are people that would tell you, yes, neighbors. Everybody knows. Is that still true today? But small towns, because of this refugee thing, or small to mid-size, are definitely in the news big time. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Cheer, Dano Show. 855-839-1210. The media yesterday, the media cycle, pretty much still failing to address and have people debate this. Here is what I'm going to play you. The Harris, one of the Harris leaders, I did see her at the spin room. This is, I believe, Duckworth, still trying to tell us that it's Harris Walsh co-chair. Don't blame us for the Trump assassination attempt. We've always said he's a threat to democracy. So are people just going to say you can continue to say that mixed in with Hitler? And that is not different than the usual nonsense you see in political campaigns. To me, it's easily distinguishable. But the media is just bypassing it because Democrats are saying we don't care how many assassination attempts. Today we had this stir about maybe explosives in a car out there in Unionville where the Trump rally people are already gathering. They're saying it doesn't matter. Don't you understand? We are going to continue to say this because this is a fact. All right, so here's the co-chair, Duckworth, trying to make the argument, we're not going to stop doing this. Why should we? That's Cut 12.
And at the same time, Trump is blaming the latest assassination attempt against him on Democratic rhetoric that he says is a threat to democracy in our country. How do you respond to him on that?
Well, I think that he has been the most inflammatory person, and in fact, Democratic rhetoric has not escalated in any way in recent months, hasn't escalated in any way. He has always been a threat to democracy. We've always said that. After all, this is the man who incited the riots on January 6th, who continued to cozy up to white supremacists and other racist hate groups. He is being very hypocritical, and he's trying to really turn the page away from his terrible performance at the debate and all of the things that are coming out now with his failures on IVF, his failures when it comes to coming up with any type of a plan for the economy. And he's just doing everything he can to try to switch the dialogue, the discussions that's happening from what's truly at hand, which is the voters have a real choice come November, and it's not going to be Donald Trump.
So you don't think, Senator, that it's dangerous to call him a threat to democracy?
I think he truly is a threat to democracy. I think what is dangerous is what Donald Trump did on January 6th, which was to incite violence.
Okay, you can stop it there, Jim. So here's the pivot point. We're going to go back to January 6th again. Now, Wolf Blitzer could have followed up as I would have in that. How about Hitler, lady? How about Hitler? How about that? Is that dangerous to do this? So they've tried to stake out the position. Well, he's the one that's inflammatory. That's why they're trying to shoot him. Okay? The first one, arguably, has nothing to do with Trump or Biden. He was going to kill somebody. The second one, clearly, was trying to kill Trump. The Trump argument, I think, is the better argument, which is you keep on saying he's going to end our system and or he's Hitler. This is what you're going to get. She politely says, we haven't ratcheted up. We've been calling him that all along. Oh, my God. Just the sheer stupidity and arrogance. We haven't taken the bait and ratcheted up, Wolf. We've been doing that all along. All right. Now, there's no settling this because they are not going to stop, as I said. How many of these would have to happen and how many of them would clearly be motivated by people who believed he's going to end the country as we know it? They don't care, they're telling you. They're going to continue with that. So the question is, do you pay a political price for that? The media could be the one that help as they should, extract that price. In other words, if you get the juice of getting your people riled up to believe that Trump is going to end what they grew up with, and that he is Hitler, and God knows what that means, then all right, that's the upside. Don't you have to pay a price for that through the media saying you have no credibility, you're the ones that are taking this to a level where there's going to be increased violence, Trump is the one they're targeting. You must want to take him out. That's why you're doing this. Media doesn't look yet like they're going to come anywhere near that, so Democrats are going to keep on doing it. We could every day have another person, another nonsense with the Secret Service or today's thing with alleged explosives, and they're saying, we're going to continue to do this. Now, in a debate, we've talked about this, Trump could turn it on her and turn it on a David Muir. Here's David Muir yesterday boldly going on the Kelly and Mark show and telling us nothing to see here, even though the ABC News, the shows this post the debate, he's lost 12% of his audience. Wow. Shouldn't that tell us something? This is Cut 22. Here's David Muir.
We spent a lot of time, and I believe it was our duty to ask the issues that Americans care about. You know, the economy. Are we better off than we were 4 years ago? Immigration. What are you going to do about the border? Why did you wait so long before you acted on the border? Those types of questions. Mm-hmm. Reproductive rights. Afghanistan. Do you bear any responsibility? A peaceful transfer of power with the next election coming. You know, these are all really important issues. The issues.
All right. So just a lot of noise that's out there. I just saw on The View, and we'll get it and play it. No rush, Henry. It's on Gravian. Sonny Hostin, Brittany Hughes, the wife, Brittany Mahomes, the wife of the biggest athlete in America, arguably, because quarterback is the biggest position in sports, on The View, saying that she doesn't respect her interracial marriage nor her biracial kids, because she liked a pro-Trump Instagram post. Hey, lady, she's the one that married, is in a biracial marriage, and has biracial children. She's the one, because of her political point of view, who's been ostracized by her buddy Taylor Swift. She doesn't respect her biracial marriage or her biracial kids, because she likes Trump's policies or likes something on Instagram from Trump. This is the level of what this election is about. It's about beating these people. Just imagine, well, I don't know if I could say that day after. It might take a couple days after the election to see what this is going to be like. Imagine a woman who's in love outside of her race, and has biracial children that she loves, she can't support Trump. Again, this is another example of saying this is not about policy or even this person, I don't like their character. You can't do that because your children and your husband, I guess, are at risk. So why was one of the major questions? You have that? Okay. And you know what? People many times attack Joy Behar, or they don't like Whoopi. I get that. The worst, the biggest viper, because she actually believes she's a lawyer and intelligent, the worst on The View is Sonny Hostin. She's the most poisonous. Here's what she said.
That does make me hopeful, actually, that this Swift effect will speak to more women about the true character of Donald Trump and will turn them away. But to your initial point, I know you said we weren't going to talk about it, but I was. It just seems to me that since she is in an interracial marriage, she should have known that to support a racist is problematic. Her children are biracial, and her family is one of the families that in the 70s could not have lived in any of Donald Trump's buildings. So it just seems to me that maybe she's just not that politically savvy, or maybe she's just not read it.
Granted,
but it's
all we know is that she liked a Trump post. We don't know. She hasn't stated that she supported him, but that's fair to interpret that she may have, but we don't know that she's a supporter.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable how blatant this is. And I don't care what anyone says. Taylor Swift has shown, and the Kelce boys, they've shown the true colors. She's out now. She can't be in the box. Two home games. She's out. And they're playing around with the guy who's the most important player in the NFL, arguably the greatest quarterback in history. They're playing around with his wife. What a dilemma. Taylor Swift and Mahomes. I wonder what Andy Reid would say. Oh, yeah, I got to go with Taylor Swift on this one. Yeah, Taylor Swift's more valuable. We don't need Mahomes. Who's the backup here? You know, my goodness.
Backup is Wentz.
Yeah. You're fooling around with the guy at the most important position who arguably, I still think Tom Brady has the edge. He needs more time. Is the best in history, or right there. He's second at least. And his wife, just because of this with Trump, and you're saying, yeah, that's what we're going to do because he's a racist. That's a fact. He's Hitler. That's a fact. You're out, lady. It doesn't matter about Patrick Mahomes or anything else. All right, let's go to Bill in Bucks County. Bill's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, good afternoon.
Good afternoon there, Dom. Sorry, I'm in a crowded room here. I had a answer to the side question.
Sure, go right ahead. Yeah.
My small town, it has Route 66 going right through it, and it's in Winslow, Arizona, is the name of my small town.
All right, you got it. The Winslow, Arizona, the tune, that was a big hit, without a doubt. Yeah, Winslow, Arizona. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get a line. Mike Watley on the show today, the RNC. Tomorrow, Riley Gaines at 12:15, and this is big because this is the one area where Harris will not back down, and that's transgendered surgeries, gender-affirming care, all that stuff. Think of the giant flip-flops she's gotten away with to this point, and yet on this one, she chooses not to do it. She's afraid. And also, we'll hopefully talk with somebody involved with signing this letter saying, bring more refugees to our town. People in city governments of one sort or another across the country saying, yeah, we want more of this here. Bring it here. Hope to bring you that tomorrow. But if you're out there in West Norriton, right. You ought to talk to your local pharmacist, the Miller guy. Ask him, you know, how many people are you going to be bringing to West Norriton? Or ask the Carol Kenny woman over in Upper Marion, how many would you like to bring here? Just think about that. Even in the middle of this, they're signing off on this. And these are not big operatives of the Democrat Party, as far as I know. That's the way they see it. They think their towns would be happy to do that. How's it working out? In Springfield, Ohio, Charleroi, Pennsylvania, Aurora, Colorado. All right, 855-839-1210. Jump in right now on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Tom Giordano, what this is coming down to is, are the undecided voters, and they're probably not following this. I mean, the Harris strategy of just saying the same thing, the meme on Twitter. You know, a kid says, hey, mommy, what's for dinner? And the mom answers, I was a middle class kid. Opportunity economy. Yeah, but when's dinner going to be ready? I was a middle class kid. Now, you could say it's hard to believe this is the strategy. Well, that's better than showing you're a dope, showing what your plans really are. Just answering in these wild forays back into your childhood. I agree with them. It's better for her to do that. She's got nothing otherwise. That's why the only place really, because she's not going to do any media where the media is going to ask a follow-up, she'll get nuts. I'm talking here. You can't be asking me that. I'm still telling you about people love the lawns in my neighborhood. I haven't gotten through lawn care. I can't be answering what I'm going to do about inflation. Here's Patrick Murphy, who's a really nice guy. Remember the former congressman? Fox likes him. He's on the Outmaneuvered show, or he's on Fox as the surrogate for Harris. Listen to this exchange where Pat Murphy says the Trump rate of inflation was what again? Here it is.
Right.
So wait a minute. What did you say inflation was when Biden took over?
I said inflation was up at high at 9%. It's now down to 3.2%.
No. When he took over from Trump, it was 1.4%.
Yeah, and there was $8 trillion
because Biden says it was at 9%, and I don't want you to get confused with his
debunked.
His like, you know, false talking.
Patrick Murphy, Pat, give the show a call if you're traveling back from Fox. You got to be kidding me. It was 9% then when Trump left office. No, it wasn't. It's an opportunity. My God. I didn't think in the beginning people would notice what Biden was doing. We know exactly what he was doing. Go big. Spend all this money. We know exactly what it does. It creates inflation. And then it spirals. And inflation is what has brought down any number of countries. People can't take it. And with Harris, what evidence do people have that she will be able to do anything, if she really wanted to even, to bring down not the inflation rate, but the cost of groceries? What is it now? Now, Trump has a specific policy, whether you think he can do it or not. This is cut 20, Jim. Last night, President Trump in Michigan, here's what he said he will do.
So I know the cost that goes into raising children and running a household.
Yeah.
People just can't survive now. How are you going to bring down the cost of food and groceries?
Good. Very good. Thank you. So we have to start always with energy, always. I don't want to be boring about it, but there's no bigger subject. It covers everything. If you make donuts, if you make cars, whatever you make, energy is a big deal, and we're going to get that. It's my ambition to get your energy bill within 12 months down 50%. If I can do that, we've done a hell of a job. 50. Interest rates are going to follow, and actually they're going to follow for another reason. The economy is now not good, and interest rates, you'll see, they'll do the rate cut and all the political stuff tomorrow, I think. And, you know, will he do a half a point? Will he do a quarter of a point? But the reason is because the economy is not good. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do it. But we're going to get interest rates down, and we got to work with our farmers. Our farmers are being decimated right now. They're being absolutely, absolutely decimated.
All right. Now, you're going to say, they can say, well, Trump's not going to be able to do that. Harris isn't even telling you anything that she's even considering to doing. She's even dropped the price gouging, the price fixing. That's too much like socialism or something, they're told. She's just going to talk about lawns, and she's going to talk about her childhood. So the question is, are people seeing this? Now, people that are plugged in, watching this, they're seeing that she's not offering anything, but she's killing time. And the bottom line is, she's not skilled at doing this. She's got nothing that she's going to do to bring down baked-in inflation. So why not just do these pretend interviews with the black journalists who are not journalists and didn't follow up with anything and saying, you just said the same exact thing yesterday. What are you going to do to bring down grocery cost, the actual cost? And the answer is nothing. You're going to accept it. It's baked in. At least Trump is giving you something to assess. Can that be done? What's the history? Well, what he did before. Just on that alone, you think it would give people pause to say, yeah, in my self-interest, we can't have any more of this. I just can't afford it. How do people get past that? Well, there's only one way to get past it. Well, two. I want to get an abortion someday, or I'm looking at my 2-year-old daughter. You better have the right. She better be able to get as many abortions as she wants. That's one thing they'll say. They won't say it in the way that I said it. And two, they'll say Trump is Hitler, we'll lose the country. How dare you bring up what an avocado cost when we're facing down Hitler? Isn't that what the wealthier upper middle class or slightly above middle class Democrats say? They don't say, oh, we can withstand this somewhat. Suck it up. Just pay that. That's the price because we're stopping Hitler. Isn't that what all this comes down to? They can't just say bad policy. They can't just say, look at how some of the things he says, how repugnant that is. They got to go end of democracy and Hitler. So you got to suck it up in your own self-interest and join this war to stop Hitler. Here's Howard Stern, too. He's not mad at Trump. This is Cut 24, Jim. He hates you Trump voters. Here's a great man.
This whole idea, if you like me, you're good. And if you don't, you're bad. I mean, I've been the victim of this. I don't hate the guy. I hate the people who vote for him. I think they're stupid. I do. I'll be honest with you. I have no respect for you.
All right. And several people making the point that the average, in the past, listener of Stern might see the Trump appeal. I can see that. Now, I don't know listeners of Stern today. They might be nostalgic. They might be a lot smaller than it used to be. That's what I think.
Hey, listen to me, you dummy.
Because the guy is just inverting exactly what he was all about in the future, in the past. Let's face it. I've said it before. That's the time he went on the tirade. I wish you had been there that day, Henry. I've seen all this stuff on Twitter. Not as bad as I thought, though, once I learned. I mean, I thought the death threats would be incredible. There were like four or five of them.
Uh-oh.
He went on over 11 and a half to 12 minutes just attacking me. And what got under his skin, his producer found it, is we were talking about why he so resents Trump. He had Trump on the show a lot, yucking it up, a lot of that stuff. He thinks he's smart, Trump's not. He sees Trump became president. How could that happen? He wants to be taken seriously. He doesn't in the tank Hillary Clinton. He would have torn Hillary Clinton apart in the heyday. She's exactly the type of figure.
If you go back to 1991, yeah. And it may be on YouTube, but one of his guys, Stuttering John, actually got into a press conference where Jennifer Flowers was there, and he just totally went after her. It was great radio. But we're going back to the 1991 Howard Stern where he would just tear into these people. He's just probably mad because he didn't come up with the idea of running for president first.
Well, he was running for governor, sort of, but Trump realized what it takes to do this, to get through it. The first time around, second time, he didn't get shot and shot at, potentially. But this time, the third time, God knows the price. You got to be willing to pay that price. All righty, it's 855-839-1210. You can grab a line, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210, and we'll get you on board. So the race is on with the people that are not paying attention or undecided voters in six swing states. I don't count North Carolina, by the way. If Trump loses North Carolina, he's going to lose the election. There's no way. I don't count that. Are they paying attention to Harris's inability or strategy just to say nothing? So far, it's a good strategy. It's got her neck and neck in this. And then when we get down toward the end, who knows what may break out. I haven't seen polling yet that Trump's got any bump with the second assassination attempt. I'm sure it's slight. It kind of headed off whatever was there from the debate. Yeah, the media just doesn't want to talk about it, even though we've had another incident today, whether or not that was just over precaution or not. And I would predict you're going to see more and more of this. They're going to keep on saying this, and there are enough maniacs out there who want to be great. Henry hit upon that the other day. This guy wanted to be a main character. He's been around the edges of this forever. What better way than to shoot Hitler? That's a theory, as jumbled as his mind is. The guy in Butler, I just think he's wanted to be glorified. He would have taken a shot at Biden if he had the opportunity. That's more about the Secret Service. I think tomorrow we're going to get a little bit of some official report on Butler. Coming up, Josh Howey, the governor, the senator from Missouri, has a bunch of whistleblowers. He released a report last night on what the whistleblowers tell him about the Secret Service. Trump's elected president, got to be in the top 10, got to reform the Secret Service, FBI Secret Service. Start with the Secret Service. It's doable to do it very quickly. They don't get to run the country. That's what they think they can do now by making these determinations about what level are they going to protect at. Members of Congress are finally saying what I've been saying. No, we're going to tell you. We don't care about your protocols. Trump is the biggest threat by far. You're going to protect him at a presidential level. Well, that's not the protocol. All right, you're fired. Let's bring in somebody else. Well, I'm only following the protocol. You're fired. How far down do we have to go? All right, I'll give you that from Hawley, what the whistleblower's report is. First, though, hectic time, autumn, back to school in full bore, all kinds of planning issues. How about putting Captain Chuckies in charge of managing your meal planning? Here's one thing you can get. Captain Chuckies has his all-new wild shrimp scampi ravioli. Chuckies teaming up with Verapasta, offering lobster, crab, and now the wild shrimp ravioli. Remember, too, Rose's weekly favorite, the Bang Bang Jumbo Lump Crab Cake. It is Jumbo Lump. It is a delicious, creamy, 5-ounce Jumbo Lump breaded crab cake with a kick for those who like to spice it up with some heat. Captain Chuckies, though, we don't emphasize this enough. You know the 7 crab cakes. I have my favorite. You may have yours, the shrimp, the dom roll. But what about the fact that Captain Chuckies has the desserts, one-stop shopping, the soups, the sides, the appetizers? And that Gulf shrimp is a huge hit. It's always wild-caught, never farm-raised. My favorite, though, the dom roll. All this good stuff. I forget how many Captain Chuckies now we're up to recently, but they span the area. You can find ours and locations and all that good stuff. Just go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com, WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Headed to the shore, Captain Chuckies at the shore.com. All right, it is Dom time. So as I mentioned, Josh Hawley put out a report late last night with various Homeland Security / former Secret Service, or I guess they even may be current whistleblowers. And the summary of the report, it's 22 pages, say the Secret Service Counter-Surveillance Division, which performs threat assessments of event sites, did not perform a typical evaluation of the Butler site and was not present on the day of the rally. Secret Service personnel declined multiple offers from local law enforcement to deploy drone technology, despite the fact that the would-be assassin used a drone to survey the rally site mere hours before the attempted assassination. You know, this is an indictment, though, of where we are as a country, okay? I have a whole list here of these. You know my feeling with the Secret Service, though. One of the reforms has to be, when you have something like this, you are not going to be able to lawyer up. Try to run out the clock on this and then fade into the night. In other words, this is something the country needs to know. And if you're in the Secret Service, you may have to realize that your right to get all these lawyers and delay this process is way out of bounds here. We need the information. We should have had it the day after, the week after. Continued reports, not 60 days, not we can't get it, they're lawyered up. They all should be fired immediately. They should be brought into Congress and made to testify. If they won't, then they should go to jail. I mean, this is a clear thing. This isn't civilian life. You don't get to lawyer up here if that's what's going on. They go on to say, on July 13th, law enforcement personnel abandoned the rooftop of American Glass Research Building 6, the roof from which Thomas Crooks attempted to assassinate President Trump, because of hot weather. It's stunning. And you saw when they had in first the then head of the Secret Service, That may be even worse. The acting head, this guy now, and they are arrogant with it. So who do they report to, really? Do they report to the president that they're protecting? The other thing, get the Secret Service out of all this other stuff of counterfeiting, yada, yada, yada. Get them out of that. Let's go back to the training, and if you can't make it, we're not going to look at DEI stuff. This is too serious. The second one is a lot worse to me than the first. They are completely incompetent, bordering on even conspiracy here would make them at least competent. I don't believe it's that. They're arrogant and incompetent. And this whistleblower report, the hot weather thing, here we go again. The problem is this should have been done a week after it was over while it was fresh in the minds of people. Now we're into a second one. They'll slow walk this. Now, you got to love Ron DeSantis on stuff like this. Florida is already, I hope Florida produces a report by Monday. Preliminary report. Then let them deny it. What stage is their report in? And the answer is unknowable. They're just going to do what they want. All right, big 1 o'clock hour. Story out there today talks about how many people, particularly people of color, says the headline, feel ashamed to have kids because of climate? This is one of the most ghastly things that progressives have started to do. So we'll get into that. Michael Whatley will be here at 2:15 today, the head of the RNC. Well, Dr. Benz, had a long conversation with Dr. Benz people yesterday as we're the point of their emphasis is, well, back to school time. We're still in September, but it's a time when we put aside, sadly, summertime and the living is easy. And we take a look at, oh, boy, we haven't been to the dentist in quite a while, right? It's a perfect time to get that fresh start and get unbelievable dental care like I get with my friend, prosthodontist, dentist extraordinaire, Dr. Robert Benz. Best time to see him is right now. Get that initial evaluation. I can't emphasize that enough. And then you'll have a sense of a plan you'll develop with Dr. Benz to make sure, like mine, that you don't have any big-time long-term problems. That's what you want to avoid. As soon as you think you're at risk of any kind of complications at all, that's a warning sign as you get older. Let Dr. Benz take a look with you and figure out something that's going to prevent big problems down the line. I've told you about my most recent one, just how convenient, how caring and pain-free it was in getting a permanent tooth put back in. You'll get the same care with Dr. Benz. Make that initial appointment, 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.